Hello and welcome to another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. So let's talk about some recent purchases. We have Adventure Comics number 329 featuring Superboy squaring off with Bizarro Superboy, and Element Lad and Saturn Girl are in the background. Superboy to join Bizarro Legion. You must squeeze worthless diamond into valuable coal. If you fail initiation, me destroy Element Lad and Saturn Girl. Like everyone on this mad world, this Bizarro Superboy thinks in reverse. I can squeeze coal into diamonds, but squeezing diamonds only produces dust. How can I save my friends? That's such a cool cover. This one is Adventure Comics starring Supergirl, number 387. No, can't return me to prison, Supergirl. My super nephew flew me beyond the U.S. territorial limit. I'm free now. Lex Luthor's outlaw nephew. Go away, bad lady. Uncle Lex, good man. Adventure Comics 395 has Supergirl again, and she says, that ghostly figure, a Kryptonian thought beast, its thought screens, shows what it plans to do to me, but this is impossible. There aren't any ghosts, or are there? And it's got like a ghost rhinoceros looking monster, and his thought brain is showing him eating Supergirl. The heroine in the haunted house. This is a beautiful copy of Bomba, the Jungle Boy from DC Comics number 4. And it just has him swinging into action and flaming arrows going through as a beautiful woman is playing a bongo drums. We have Superman Family number 164. Really nice copy here. Square bound, 100 page giant. It's got in the middle panel, it looks like it's got, he goes, Jimmy Olsen saying, take off Superman, I could solve my own problems. And he's going into a cave with a conquistador that has gold. And it's got Brainiac's trap for Supergirl. The Three Wives of Superman, that ought to be an interesting one. It looks like one's Lois, Louise. What is her name? Something Lana Lamar or something like that. She's the mermaid one, and Lana Lang, crypto Hollywood star. So these are usually Perry White and Death March. These are usually reprints from, you know, Superman's pal, Superman's girlfriend, Supergirl, Action Comics. But that's a gem. Really nice copy, too. Another one we have here is Superman Family number 165. It has Supergirl. You've met your match, a superior girl. Some girl is knocking her out. Watch out, Jimmy Olsen. You're being stalked by London's most dangerous criminal. Look out, Lois Lane. Superman's finished and you're next. Perry White is a hobo. Clark Kent is a gangster. Super Baby is a millionaire. Crypto in three amazing guises. Superman Family 166. Has an alien throwing Lois, looks like Lois, off the building. It says, Lois told me to meet her here. Why can't she ever be on time? Look who's talking. Well, maybe that's more like The Flash and Barry. Topsy-turvy Bizarro World story. Super Baby captures the Pumpkin Gang. Plus, the great Supergirl Double Cross, Jimmy Olsen Super Spy, and Clark Kent Convict. Superman Family 167 has a Jimmy Olsen coming out of the water in a frogman suit. He says, take off, Superman. Our girl hunt's over. I found Diana. She's asleep. And then Lois Lane, fugitive mermaid. Super Baby turns Titanic tot, the secret behind Supergirl's greatest victory, meet Pete Ross, robot, Lana Lang, insect queen. Damn. These are some really nice copies, too. 168 has Supergirl on there, and a woman's passed out, and there's demons waiting for her in a doorway. Laura, I heard her scream. Am I too late? This one has a Nazi symbol with Jimmy Olsen on it. Suddenly, death awaits Jimmy Olsen, super spy. Brainiac's revenge on Lois Lane and Superman. Mr. McSpitalik, the infernal imp. The fugitive crypto. Lana Lang's mystic power. Also, Lois Lane, super telepath. We got Superman 169. This is Superman Family 169. Lois Lane says, don't bother Superman. Nothing could ever hurt me now. Target of the tarantula. Jimmy Olsen battles the League of Fantastic Supermen, Green Arrow, Batman, and Green Lantern in the anti-Supergirl plot. Bizarro becomes an outcast. Crypto gets a new master. Pa Kent gains superpowers, plus super features. From Marvel Comics, we got Little Kids, number two. This guy has an ice cream cone hiding it from his friends, and the dog is licking it in the back. If I hide my ice cream, I won't have to share it with them. The dog is eating it. Little Kids, number four. Kitty Capers, only cartoon KV cut-ups. That's what cartoon cut-ups. It's got the kids raiding a fridge and a dog also. We've got what we want, but we've got to wait for more Mortimer to make up his mind. Guess he can't figure out what to eat. The dog must be Mortimer. We have Marvel Chillers starring Mordred the Mystic. Number two, I almost have a full run of this. We have Dracula, the movie classics. It's based on the classic novel, Bram Stoker. I read that in black and white from the library when I was a child. It's really good. Got a Sergeant Fury and the Howling Commandos, number seven. That is a really nice copy there. Got a Sergeant Fury and the Howling Commandos. The world knew that it couldn't be done, but Fury and his howlers had to do it. Mission: capture Hitler. Really good copy, except in the upper red right-hand corner, it has like a blue stain. Tomb of Dracula, number 47. It's got Dracula say, Domini is my bride. No one takes what belongs to Dracula and lives. A satanic ceremony erupts into the unbelievable during death rite. We got a War is Hell, number one. Unfortunately, this one's in a VG, but it's pretty cool anyway. Anytime, any place, war is hell. Surrender, American, you are completely trapped. Then there's only one thing to do, charge. That's what the American says. And there's a Panzer tank coming over their barricade. Decision at dawn. These ones I really want to finish. Hanna-Barbera Dino-Mutt number two. This is when Marvel had the license to Hanna-Barbera stuff. It's close to shave for the Blue Falcon, and Dino-Mutt goes berserk. The dastardly work of Mr. Mastermind. We got another Dino-Mutt number three. This has a granny on the, like, Mother Goose. It has a robot dog. It says, Dog Wonder and Blue Falcon meet the challenge of Mother Goose's nursery crimes. We got from Star Comics, Marvel, Foofer number three. Fraggle Rock from Star Comics, number one. Heathcliff from Star Comics, number 13. And that wraps up the back issues. So we can jump into a few listener questions. And I have to go to X for this under bookmarks. And we'll start with, I kept Dallow's Absolute Batman. I haven't read it yet, but I'll save it for when I do. Dennis Chandler says, if you would finish the main arc of One Dead Universe, what would it be? Oh, I read that one last time. What is your favorite Valiant story arc? I think I read that one too. What's your favorite 80s and 90s black and white indie comic? That did that one. And that I did that one. So I've unmarked it. And I did that one. So I did all of Dennis's questions on the previous episode. Dallow's first question is, I hear Rob Liefeld's releasing a new Youngbloods series next year. What do you expect? I expect it to be action-packed with not a lot of... kind of like a movie blockbuster where not a lot happens in the story, but it's in-your-face action. How long will it run? I give it 6 issues max, but I'll be lucky to see 4. What will the sales be? That one's a tough one. I think it'll hit, like, number one will hit 40,000 copies, and then it'll just peter off after that. It depends on how his observations, if it really is promoting his books and selling books to the listeners, I think he could drive it higher. I do. The other question from Dallow is, which book runs are that good you wish you hadn't read them so you can experience them for the first time all over again? For him, it's Hellblazer, Swamp Thing, Exo Man of War, Number Zero, and Killing Joke, to name a few. Nothing. I never want to re-experience them unless I reread them. I never want to, like, take away that first experience ever, because that first experience is usually the best. But sometimes I'll read something again and it's even better. I never read something again and it's worse. Ever. Never. Never have done that. I have time for maybe 2 more. In the future, Mike M's Collectibles, would you slab some of your more expensive books to maximize profit and also to take the stress out of grading? Probably not. I see all the shenanigans in CGC, and it's just, I would be more nervous shipping them off and letting somebody else touch them and fucking them up, based on the horror stories I've been hearing lately on Bronze and Modern Gods. I do not want that to happen. So no, maybe a few, but I doubt it. Maybe if I do get them slabbed, it'll be at a con where they do it, then if I have to ship it through the mail and have to deal with that stress. No. Plus, if I want to get rid of them, I really do want to get rid of them. And I don't want to maximize the profit at that time. I want to get rid of it. And I'll always probably go a grade lower just to be safe. So I think I can unmark that one, and that one. And we could do one more. Might have asked you this one before. Your answer may have changed. It always changes. What are your top 5 books in your collection and why? I don't know, because I don't keep track of, in my mind, what the prices are. I mean, Batman number 3 would be up there. Some of those early Batmans that I have would definitely be there. Some of the Golden Age Captain Marvel that I have would be there. Some of the Human Target, I mean, not Human Target, Human Bomb, Police Comics that I got, Dollman Comics, they would be some of the Golden Age. I don't know, top five, Batman number 3, Scooby-Doo number 1. The last issue of Shadow Man, I mean, that's a pretty expensive one. I have so much, and I don't really know how much. I mean, I know what the total value is of everything, but I don't have, like, a ranking that goes according to price. I should see if my database has a report that'll list things by price. That would be interesting. Based on current value, what are your top five most expensive books? I don't know. I don't keep track of it. I will just say that my report, while conservative, but I think it's too high, is over $700,000. So I don't know what it all breaks down to. But I would make that 400,000 just to bring it down, but who knows. When buying an expensive book, what's your threshold where you only purchase a CGC version to ensure the grade? I'll never purchase a CGC version to ensure the grade, but I will purchase a CGC version if I could see that the raw version, it's close to the cost of a raw version, then I think I will do that. Or if it's within $60, because that's usually what it costs, $60 to $100, what it costs to actually slab a book, if that makes any sense. So I hope that answers your question. And take those off. And now I think I'm out of questions. So I did knock them all out. But I will take a little pause for the cause here before I'll go over the weekly reads. All right, we got quite the list. So let's start with the movies, the 3 out of 5s I gave to Five Nights at Freddy's. Willy's Wonderland is much better in my opinion. It's rated R versus PG, but I thought the plot was even better. The Crow 2024, I give a 3 out of 5. It was good. I was entertained, not nearly what the other Crow was, the original. It's a 5 out of 5. This was a 3 out of 5. The 4 out of 5s were Disney's Tangled. My first time, I don't watch cartoons very often, but I was at my brother's house and watched it. Fallout, that was on the Amazon Prime. Leatherface, that was on Amazon Prime, I think. Chips Season 3, that's on Freevee, Amazon. And The Boys Final Season, all of those were on Amazon. So there you go, all the 4 out of 5s. And then we'll jump into the total. I have this as The Boys, the final season, but I think there's still going to be one more season. So my wife said it was the final season, but I really think there's going to be another season. A total of 54 comics, 1 Verotic, 19 Marvel, 7 Magma, 1 Mad Cave, 1 Kickstarter, 3 Image, 6 DC, 7 Dark Horse, 2 Critical Comics, 1 Comics Burr, 1 Cheeky, 1 Boom, and 2 Bad Bug. So with the Kickstarters, I've been labeling Cheeky and Bad Bug because they seem to be names that I remember. Everything else just goes under Kickstarter, but Bad Bug and Cheeky are definitely Kickstarters. We'll start with the 3 out of 5s. We got at Marvel, the X-Force number 2. This is the new series. The team takes their ship for a... The team takes their ship for... In Wakanda, where their ship is shot down, and they have to take on a person who claims he is the ancient Black Panther. They stop him, and Wakanda says they have an hour to leave. I'm not feeling this book, and this is probably the only X title I have dropped so far. It's not terrible. It's just weird, and I'm not sure. I will read it on the app and let you know. I'm not going to do the physical anymore on that one. Credible Hulk 14 and 15. There are aspects of the Elder Monster storyline I enjoy, but some aspects I do not. The Hulk Banner heading into Vegas with the confrontation with the Elder to bring back the soul of the young girl. We have Force Works number 9 through 11. The alien orphan is manifesting threats for Dream Guard. And Force Works, they get control Orphan and leave Dream Guard responsible. Funeral for Wonder Man, but more like Sentry blames himself for the death of Wonder Man. More international fighting with Black Brigade and Ember. So it's taken outside of the United States. That's a 3 out of 5. We got Blood Hunt from Marvel Comics. I think this is the finale. Varney exercised from Blade, excised, or I don't know the word that he's taken away. Varney the vampire is taken out of Blade by his daughter. Doctor Strange gave the Sorcerer Supreme abilities to Doctor Doom so they could turn the tide against the vampires along with Moon Knight's. He does not return the power to Strange like he promised. We got Morningstar number 1. This is from Mad Cave. A family deals with the death of their father, husband, to a fire. It seems like it might involve alien life forms. I like the grounded part more than I did the alien stuff. Incredible Hulk Blood Hunt number 1. The Hulk Bruce head to a ghost town used to film and find an Hispanic worker whose family become vampires when he was a kid. Under York from Image Comics, an artist magician is stalked during his art debut, but a magic guild and her brother for the sins of her family. The First Americans is a caveman story of a man and his wolf as they take on mammoths, saber-tooths, and other creatures in America. Beautifully drawn. Not a lot of words, obviously. Astro Witch. These are all 4 out of 5s, by the way, since Force Works. Astro Witch is from Bad Bug. The main character bonds with an Astro Witch and has to have sex with others. Cowboy with many hats, a sheriff, is framed for murder and is on the run and has to seek other jobs. Daisy Chain, a woman, decides to seek revenge against a mob. That's the comics bureau. Scale Trade 1 and 2, there is an undercover FBI group that looks to protect dragons, and they are in demand for food and parts, kind of like elephants. A new rookie is really aggressive in helping them, but his partner may be corrupt. I like this a lot, Steve Orlando's story with dragons, and they're kind of like the Men in Black for dragons. Universal Monsters, The Creature from the Black Lagoon, number 2. The woman still thinks the murders are from the serial killer until she has another blackout and a run-in with the creature for a second time. Wolverine's Revenge, number 1. Asteroid M Crash. This is an Elseworlds, really, by Hickman. I didn't think it was going to be an Elseworlds, but it is. Asteroid M crashes into Earth and causes an EMP. 3 remain shield carriers. Wolverine, Cap, and Bucky want to turn their power back on, but the power is controlled by Mastermind. The bad guys are Deadpool, Omega Red, Colossus, and Sabretooth. Nick Fury and the crew are killed, along with Cap and Bucky, and now Wolverine seeks revenge. Unusual Tale by Hickman and Capullo. X-Men number 2. The team goes to rescue an Omega Level mutant and stop an alien invasion. They created the Juggernaut bullet gun to fight aliens, but the aliens are just a manifestation of the mutant they found, who triggered in his advanced age and not puberty, which is very strange. And somebody's behind that, we learn in future issues. It's X-Men's getting good. Like, I wasn't too big on it the first issue, but I'm starting to dig it. I'm starting to get used to the art style, too. Uncanny X-Men number one. Rogue leads a new team, including Gambit, Wolverine, Nightcrawler. They fight the Snake God, Dragon, and form a new team. Fantastic Four, number 22 through 23. Reed and Alicia put together a machine that affects the vampires. Johnny is able to make sunlight and save all the neighbors with Sue and the Thing. The FF investigate many balls that are crashing to Earth and discover a new alien race. That is a really interesting two-part story where it goes after Blood Hunt. Captain America number 3. Cap investigates a man burned to death with Misty and Doctor Strange. He has had a flashback with when he is younger, teaming up with a gangster against the Nazis. We meet a new physical serial killer controlled by a demon. Murder Nun number 1 is a Kickstarter. A nun comes back to get revenge on a priest that abused the nuns. Hell Mask number 1. This is a Verotic. Glenn Danzig, a Sword and Sorcery Bloodbath by Danzig and Bisley. Forceworks 21 through 22. The team deals with the loss of Tony. Sentry states his love for Wanda. Endo meets her future Cybermancer. Wonder Man is alive and attacks with Ultron in a penultimate issue. Turns out Wonder Man, Ultron, and Cybermancer are from another world. Wanda and team try to save them, but can't. They decide to disband, and at least for a while. Now I need to go back and read the other 5 issues I skipped because of the big crossover. So that is why those other ones were in the 3 out of 5s. Principles of Necromancy number 2 and 4. Dr. Eyes meets a young girl and cures her mom, and she wants to be a mentor. There is a doctor's convention, and they all turn on Dr. Eyes at the convention after what they see he did to his father and put him in prison. A king who is dying frees him with the condition he heals him, and he does, but the king betrays him, and Dr. Eyes and the mentor are able to transfer Dr. Eyes into the body of the king. It's a really bizarre series, and it's really well drawn. That's from Magma Comics. Cyberpunk 2077 Trauma Team 1 through 4. I was surprised I liked this one as much as I did. A trauma team has to go on rescue missions to save a guy who killed their partner. Very sci-fi, based on a video game. I really liked it. And I stopped getting these Cyberpunk 2077s from Dark Horse. And I'm going to go back and not get the ones I missed, but definitely get anything going forward. First issue special 7 and 8. Ditko and the Creeper as he takes on Firefly, who is very much like Mysterio in this issue. Number 8 is Travis Morgan goes to Skitaris and rescues and meets up with Tara. Avengers 16 and 17, Cap, Hercules, Hazmat, Hawkeye, and Quicksilver take on the vampires in Blood Hunt and Baron Blood. The Avengers deal with the ramifications of Blood Hunt and find out that a new threat is Hyperion, who's on his way to destroy Earth. Storm joins the Avengers at Sam's request. Ain't No Grave, number 4, a silent issue that shows her coming back from the dead to try and save her daughter. X-Factor number 1, this is Angel forms a new government team and they are taken out immediately, and it looks like and Angel's in the hospital dying, as it looks like Havoc is going to take the reins with some new members. It's pretty cool trope. I like that issue where they like introduce these characters and then they all sort of pass or get injured, and then somebody else, it was like they pull one over on you, right? Kind of like Thunderbolts number 1, where you think they're all heroes and they're villains. I like that trope. Pine and Merrimack number 5. Is her husband dead or is everything really a dream? It was really good, but when it went this way, And we know that there's not going to be an end to this series, and we don't know the ending. I don't like that JR, who shot JR thing, like I want to go back. I want this to be real, but I want her husband to be alive, but I want it explained like way better than it was. Vanya, the last warrior, number six, the alien race kills some more, and Vanya and her lover seek to fight them amongst a ton of sex and run-ins with dinosaurs. Batman, World's Finest, 1 through 4, Batman and Superman, along with the Doom Patrol and others, try to take on Demon Nezha. Batman and Superman take on Poison Ivy and Metallo in Metropolis, where Superman is poisoned by red kryptonite. This leads them to also have a run-in with Felix Faust and others whose strings are being pulled by the demon Nezha, including Green Lantern and the Flash being possessed by him. Lester and the Lester Gods, number 2 and 3. This was a surprise. Good one from Dark Horse. Lester fights his nemesis and gets an alley, but his enemy recruits his mom to kill Lester. The final Lester is defeated by his mom, but gets the courage to defeat his mother and his enemy. 5 out of 5s. Kill All Immortals. The reporter and her barely get away, but are pursued by the family who wants to kill the reporter. They really kill the daughter too, but she's immortal. Thor tracks her down, and she takes out her brother, Thor. Silicon Bandits 2 through 3 from Magma. This is a 5 out of 5. So Kill All Immortals, Dark Horse, 5 out of 5. Silicon Bandits, 5 out of 5. And Only Friends with Pen, number 1, 5 out of 5. That's from Cheeky Comics. So you got Dark Horse, Magma, and Cheeky Comics at the top. So Silicon Bandits is still the material for the AI guy with their human looking AI robots get into business with an old friend the inventor owes money to, and they steal the material. The AI family and the inventors try to go after the material, but the AI family is learning and wants to separation from their inventors. Really good story. Only Friends with Pen. Benny and Pen's business is thriving and sex on Only Friends. And after going to a friend's wedding, Benny gets the courage to propose. So he's in love with Pen. But this destroys their relationship. Like Pen doesn't know how to act, and he moves out, and she starts having sex with others, and finds she misses Benny, that she goes back to find him with another woman he knew from the past. Oh God, this story is so soap opery and wonderful and awesome. So the 5 out of 5s are. Oops, what did I do? 5 out of 5s are Kill All Immortals 2, Silicon Bandits 2 and 3, and Only Friends with Pen number 1. So I want to thank you for listening. Again, send me questions at Mike Myers Brunch on X or Blue Sky, or you could go to Facebook at DC Noise Podcast or Geek Brunch Podcast and post on the episode threads there any questions you might have. And you can send me mail at mikemyersbrunch@gmail.com. I want to thank you guys for listening, putting up with my nonsense. And we'll see you in another week. Take care. I have 3 episodes in the can I haven't released, so I got to start releasing them. But I also got a Geek Brunch Retro I need to release as well. So take care, all, and we'll see you in a bit.